This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time for sports. The ecstasy of victory, the agony of defeat, the onslaught of beer ads all comes to an end tomorrow with the closing ceremony of the Winter Olympics. Howard Bryant of ESPN.com and ESPN the magazine has been in Vancouver covering the games. Howard, thanks for being with us.
Scott, only for you would I be awake.
Oh my gosh, it's so early there. You know, I was coming to the studio here early this morning, and I slipped on the ice outside, and Apollo Ono just blew past me.
And disqualified.
Tapped me on and was disqualified, as a matter of fact.
Did he knock over the rest of his competition on way to the silver?
It was amazing. Like 10 pins, the people in front of him, race after race, would just fall. But only in the last race was
he
disqualified.
That's short track speed skating for you. This has been an amazing, amazing games. I don't know exactly what you're getting to see back there stateside, because NBC hasn't seemed to put everything on live, but
we're seeing the stuff from Wednesday now. Go ahead.
You're probably going to see the gold medal game about a week from Thursday, but it's really been an amazing game, especially for the United States. You've got sports Nordic combined. You're winning gold and silver.
Yeah.
You're seeing, obviously, if the U.S. bobsled team comes through, they're going to win more medals in this Olympics than ever before. They'll get to 35. And it's really been a somber games. You have a games that began with a young man's death on the luge track and hours before opening ceremonies. And then at the same time, you have this amazing Olympic spirit that goes at the in a parallel. It's kind of it's a very interesting thing, because I think that the worst part of it was that you have this feeling that the games were going to be just a very, very sad 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then at the exact same time, the spirit somehow comes through with a lot of these young athletes, and it's been a great experience.
And there's been so much concentration on the U.S. and Canadian medal count. Germans are good, aren't they?
Well, the Germans are always good, and that's one of the things that I was extremely disappointed about with the IOC when the Canadian women won the gold medal in hockey the other day, and they beat the Americans, and the Americans and the Canadians are by far dominant in women's hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And Jacques Rogge comes out and says if women's hockey isn't more competitive, they're going to pretty much end it in the games. And I'm thinking to myself, does anybody win in the luge other than Germans?
Yeah.
I mean, they're or basketball in the summer games.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of thought that they were picking on women's hockey. Give it some time. Be a little bit more patient.
Yeah. In the age of Twitter, Facebook, mobile phones, does NBC or any broadcaster just have to come up with a different way of presenting the games?
I think it's time. I don't know exactly what the formula is, but this is not 1988 anymore. You can't take the games and try to stagger them to primetime audiences only. I think that you've got people. I mean, people watch baseball games on their computers at work these days, and so I think that to get all your information by Twitter or Facebook, knowing the results,
yeah,
knowing the events, knowing what's happening, you've got to be able to just say, look, the games are strong enough to be presented on their own live. People are going to watch. They're going to find their way to watch. And what are you going to do in 2014 when the games are in Sochi, Russia, or in 2012 when they're in London in the summer games? It's time to just let the games survive on their own. I just don't think you can stagger them anymore.
5 seconds. I'm going to say tomorrow, U.S. 5, Canada 3.
Back-to-back defeats of the Canadians in a hockey tournament. Never happened, but I like it.
Okay, Howard Bryant, thanks so much.
I'll see you, Scott.